The voice of Branch County for high school sports. AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
That being spread out to the left, and the Meester in the backfield. There's a give. Help, and a reverse.
They're running the reverse, by Stampion, and a catch at the 41.
Coldwater Cardinal football is on the air.
Making the handoff, and got hit as he got the ball off. The ball is pulled down at the 40-yard line. An interception by Coldwater's Logan Taggart.
Logan Taggart with a big interception there.
Brought to you by these members of the WTVB Sports Boosters Club. Benedict Steakhouse and Grill. Mobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Branch County Abstract and Title, Culey's Jewelry, Drew's Place of Coldwater, Hale at Auto and RV, McDonald's of Branch County, Meyer, Nottawa Gas Company of Nottawa and Tekonsha, Omnisource, Pines Behavioral Health, Rainbow Motor Sales, Short's Rip Beer Stand, Union Pallet and Container, Warner Oil Company, and Willow's Bar and Grill.
And it goes to Cooper Murphy up the middle. He is in the end zone. Touchdown, Coldwater.
And warm greetings from Spartan Memorial Stadium on the Lakeview High School campus, west side of Battle Creek. Coldwater Cardinal football on the air. Parents' night for the Lakeview Spartans as they try to improve to 7-0 on the season against a very gritty Coldwater Cardinal varsity football squad. I'm Sean Watson. To my left, back from his South Carolina vacation and a couple of weeks away, Quinn Berry. You noticed the Cardinals went 3-1 during the time that you were away from that microphone.
I told Al the other night, I feel a little guilty about coming back. You guys did such a nice job of getting the Cardinals back to 500, 3-1 while I was gone, and with that 3-3 record, and a chance to do something we've never done here at Coldwater, and that's got a chance shot at the playoffs this year.
Well, right now, the Cardinals are 3-3 overall, 3-1 in the SMAC East. Their most recent triumph was last Friday, the very businesslike effort up at Loy Norix, 42-6, in which on the ground the Cardinals outgained Loy Norix 394 yards to just 72. And that says a lot about, one, the Cardinal defense, and two, the running offense able to squirt through all the holes in the Loy Norix defense.
Well, just an outstanding job on both lines, both the defense and the offensive lines that night. Just a tremendous job for both all those young men as they opened up some big holes, gave Cooper Murphy and Bryant Garrett just some great running lanes, and just a great night for the Cardinals all around. But big first half, can't ask for more as a coach.
Cooper Murphy finished the game with 201 yards rushing on just 9 carries, and he scored 2 touchdowns. Bryant Garrett, 7 carries with 87 yards and a touchdown. Luke Beckhusen, the sophomore quarterback, he only threw 4 passes, completed one of them for 31 yards to Luke Stempion, no touchdowns and an interception. But he did have 6 carries for 44 yards and 2 touchdowns. The other Coldwater score was made by Cooper Murphy's brother, Sawyer Murphy, late in the game.
Well, you know, let's go back to Beckhusen. He's just starting to really feel as comfortable back there, and talking with the coaches, he's looked better every week, and he's doing a nice job of leading that offense. But I go right back to that big offensive line who's just done an outstanding job for him and those other running backs and making their job pretty easy.
You know that we named the offensive line McDonald's player of the game last week, and I think we did that once before the season.
We sure did. We did that early in the year when we, I think in the St. Joe game, you and I did that. And so, you know, we saw that right off the bat, Sean, that the offensive and defensive lines was going to be the strength of this team, especially early going, and it has continued throughout the year.
Defensively, Zach DeMeester led the way with 11 tackles and half of a sack. Austin Siegel had 9 tackles. Mike Covey, 5 tackles and 1.5 sacks. Chris Vandenhout, 4 tackles, but he did have an interception. So very good defense being shown for the season. Zach DeMeester, the team leader, with 36 tackles. Chris Vandenhout with 29. Luke Stempion with 26. Austin Siegel with 25. A couple of question marks we were talking about off-air. As far as the injuries went, Coach Jeff Scorefar gave me the same starting lineup that he's gone with the last 2 weeks, but he also put a big fat asterisk next to that noting some game time decisions based on injuries, one of them being to Luke Stempien, who is the third leading tackler and the leading receiver.
Yeah, a little bruised knee for Luke right now. He picked up in practice this week. If I know Luke, though, if it's all possible, he'll be out there in that field. Also, a couple of offensive linemen are a little bruised up, but you kind of expect that this time of the year.
Luke Beck, he was in for the season 21 of 46 passing, 426 yards, 3 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. When he keeps the ball, 224 yards on 49 carries, 2 touchdowns, averaging 4.6 yards a carry. Cooper Murphy, the man on the ground, 581 yards on 102 carries so far this season, 7 touchdowns, averaging 5.7 yards a carry, 5 catches for 159 yards, and 2 touchdowns when he's a receiver. Of course, most of that came the game that you and I saw St. Joe to open up the season.
Yeah, a couple of nice long passes that he caught that night, one for a touchdown. I think the other one for just a long gain that led to a touchdown.
Brian Garrett, 85 carries, 420 yards, and 3 touchdowns. He's now averaging 4.9 yards a carry. Luke Stempien, after Cooper Murphy, the leading receiver, 8 catches, 143 yards, and a touchdown. He's averaging almost 16 yards per play. Moving over, talking about the Lakeview Spartans, they lead the SMAC East right now at 6-0 overall. They are 4-0 in the SMAC East. The first 5 games of their season were shutouts. They allowed just their first points of the season in last week's win against Marshall, 37-14.
Well, there's no doubt that they've built this team in Lakeview around their defense. They do have some offensive skilled players that can score, but they're going to try and keep this to a low-scoring game, and they're going to have their hands full with that Cardinal offense and the way they've been moving the ball on the ground.
Brett Forster, one of the assistant coaches for fourth-year head coach Matt Miller, brought the beer offense over from Portage Central, and they've had some pretty gaudy numbers as far as offensive yardage on the ground. Mike Campbell in last week's game, 18 carries, 242 yards, and 4 touchdowns. Donnie Ernsberger getting some serious touches on the ground, 12 carries for 120 yards and a touchdown. Jake Herbers completed scoring with a 36-yard field goal. Those of us that follow soccer also know Jake Herbers as Lakeview's goalie. Skylar Nichols, like Luke Beckhues in the sophomore quarterback, for Lakeview, Nichols, 2 of 3 for 28 yards, no touchdowns. On the ground, 11 carries for 22 yards and no touchdowns. On the defense, Hunter Boston, J.D. Jean-Jules had 9 tackles apiece. Matt Barrett had 8 tackles.
Well, again, this game's going to be it's going to be ground out on both sides. I look for a low-scoring game tonight, Sean. Both teams are going to run the ball a lot. Coach Scorefire might throw in a little surprise pass here and there to see if we can catch them getting up in that box just a little too quickly or something. But overall, I think you're just going to see a lot of good hard running. Both teams, good offensive and defensive lines. So I look for a real good close ball game. Let's say it's going to be won by the field goal tonight.
Mike Campbell is the focus of the Lakeview offense, 108 carries, 1,045 yards, 18 touchdowns, averaging 9.7 yards a carry thanks to that stout Lakeview offensive line. Malik Schrab, the second leading carrier, 36 carries for 224 yards and 5 touchdowns. Donnie Ernsberger, the leading receiver, 6 catches for 121 yards and 2 touchdowns, plus 13 carries, 121 yards, and 1 touchdown on the ground. Practically all of that coming in last week's victory against the Redhawks. The sophomore quarterback, Skylar Nichols, on the season, just 11 of 23, passing for 177 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. On the ground, 51 carries for 205 yards, a touchdown, averaging 4 yards a carry. On the defense, Donnie Ernsberger leading the way, 51 tackles, 10 of those for a loss, a net total of minus 43 yards on those tackles for loss. Matt Barrett with 45 tackles, Hunter Boss with 37, and J.D. Jean-Jules with 29.
Well, Ernsberger, we know him from basketball, too. He's a load, and he really is a good kid that works hard out there and having a great football season this fall.
The last time the Cardinals beat the Spartans a real win was back in 1993, 20 years ago. The final score of that game was the Cardinals 24 and the Spartans 21. Since then, the series has been dominated by the Spartans, although there's a slight asterisk on the 2004 result. Lakeview won that game on paper 36-0, but the Cardinals were later awarded the win because Lakeview had an ineligible player late in that game, so they had to forfeit.
Well, you know, that, those things happen, but 20 years, Sean, without a legitimate victory, my last time here, at least for a while. It sure would be nice to get a victory tonight. Put us a little closer to maybe something in the Smack East and maybe something playoff-wise. Wouldn't that be fun?
It would be practically, it would be unprecedented for a Coldwater football team to make the football playoffs. You may remember that 86 team that won the Twin Valley. They finished 7-2 and just barely missed qualifying for that year's playoffs. The teams that they lost to did make the playoffs, Three Rivers and Lumen Christi that year. But taking a look at some of the recent games that Lakeview and Coldwater have played, there have been a couple of close ones. 40-27 in 2009, Lakeview winning. 24-20 in 2005. 28-3 in 2006. 42-14 in 2007. 45-12 in 2008. 36-12 in 2010. 20-8 2 years ago here on this field. And last year, Cardinal Field, a 41-0 shutout posted by the Spartans.
A night that we'll all just kind of forget about and get on with it tonight and hopefully some better results.
Coming up over the next few minutes as our pregame show rolls on from here at Spartan Memorial Stadium in Battle Creek, a pregame conversation that I recorded yesterday with Coldwater head coach Jeff Scorfar. Plus, we'll talk about some of the other action going on around Branch County and Southwest Michigan as the playoff hunt continues to take shape. From Battle Creek, you're listening to Coldwater Cardinal Football on WTVB.
Change is in the air. Glenn here from Warner Oil Company. While we're not sure what the weather has in store, one thing is for sure. The calendar says fall is back. And I'm here to remind you that Warner Oil is stocked and ready with antifreeze, washer fluid, engine oil, and quality Chevron lubricants to get your fall engine service completed. Don't wait. Now is the best time to purchase these supplies. Over the past 80 years, Warner Oil Company has been supplying your fuel and lubricant needs. Whether to take the chill out of your home or filling your fuel tanks with farm gas and diesel fuel, Warner Oil has been there to meet your needs. Our fuel drivers have years and years of experience. They understand that you are busy and you need them to keep your tanks full. Ask them about our premium grade diesel fuel or 20% renewable. You can call Warner Oil Company today at 517-278-5844. Or stop by to see us Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 400 Ray Street here in Coldwater.
Everyone is experiencing hard times in one way or another. For some, it has been the loss of a job or their home. For others, it has been worrying about money and struggling to make ends meet. For some, it has led to issues with the children or in their marriage. It affects everyone differently. Some people become depressed. Some people have increased anxiety. Some turn to alcohol or drugs, while others may even have thoughts of suicide. In these hard times, it is important to remember that you are not alone, that your feelings are nothing to be ashamed of, and help is there 24 hours a day, just a phone call away at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Just pick up the phone and call 279-8404. When you need help dealing with the hard times that are impacting your life, turn to Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. We are always there when you need help. At Pines Behavioral Health, we believe that life should be enjoyed, not endured.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Kickoff between the Lakeview Spartans and the Coldwater Cardinals coming up at the top of the hour. We're now checking in with the head coach of the Cardinals, Jeff Scorfar. This interview brought to you by Union Pallet and Container Company in Coldwater. At Union Pallet, they offer a full range of services, including used pallet pickup, pallet recycling, and pallet sales. To learn how you can help save the environment by recycling your company's pallets, call Union Pallet and Container in Coldwater, 278-4888. couple of big wins that the Cardinals are coming off of. Of course, the emotional win against Sturgis 2 weeks ago, and then following that up with a very businesslike effort up at Loy Norris, the final score 42-6.
Yes, we've been playing pretty well lately. You know, not that we weren't playing well earlier in the season. The defense has been extremely good all year, but now we've got the offense going a little bit. You know, I think the kids are getting comfortable with what we're doing, and you know, we're playing more to our potential. I still would like to see a little bit more out of the offensive side of things, and we can still shore up some things on defense. But you know, for this time in the season, we're doing pretty well.
Some of the things that you're looking at to try and improve and build upon offensively probably has something to do with the pass game?
Well, you know, that all depends. Everybody says, you know, why don't you throw the ball more? And we do have the capabilities to throw. I mean, we have thrown in the past games, and we've had some success throwing. But at the same time, you know, we try to take what the defense is going to give us. We don't try to force things. You know, if we think that we have to throw more, we're going to throw more. You know, if we think we can run more, then that's what we're going to do. We're going to try to put the kids in the best situations where they can succeed and we can win. You know, and a lot of that sometimes determined by what the defense is doing and how they want to play us. And so, you know, tonight we're just going to have to see how it goes. We might end up throwing more. We might end up running more. You know, it all depends on what we can have success with.
To illustrate that fact for the fans who might not remember, last week Luke Beckhusen only attempted three passes and made one of them. And as far as the running game goes, I think it wound up being 394 yards of net offense on the ground against the Loy Norris defense.
Yes, and that's, I mean, we were having so much success running the ball. It was just one of those that's what we were going to do. You know, the offensive line performed extremely well. The running backs did well. And so it's one of those where you don't really have to throw the ball to have success. And, you know, once we got that lead, then it was time to, you know, give some of the other players their chances and you know, their chance to get out there and prove to the coach they can play. And it was just a well-played game on our side by everybody.
3-3 overall record right now, 3-1 and in third place in the SMAC East. Not only does that sound pretty good to the average fan, but that goes to show how much the team and the program has improved from your first season to this point.
Yeah, the kids have come along pretty nice. You know, it's been a while since we've been able to say this late in the season that we actually, you know, get to play for a league championship. You know, tonight's game, that's what it's about. You know, the winner of this game is going to have a leg up for the overall league championship. Lakeview and Harper haven't lost yet. We've only lost once. So, you know, we're in the driver's seat of our own destiny. If we can pull off tonight's game, then, you know, we're right back in the hunt with everybody else. And, you know, then we have to have a little bit of luck. But we got to take care of our own business, and that's beating Lakeview.
Speaking of tonight's opponent, the Lakeview Spartans, we talked during Coach's Corner about their swarming defense, not allowing a point in the first five games of the season. On the other side of the ball, they bring a 1,000-yard rusher in Mike Campbell, who is the predominant focus point of their offense.
Yeah, he's pretty good. You know, their offense is pretty good. They run the Veer-style offense, and, you know, they're just waiting for you to make mistakes. You know, if you don't play responsible football and do your responsibility, you know, that's all they're waiting for. One missed tackle, one mistake, and Mike is gone. I mean, he's one of the fastest kids that we've seen. He's very physical, a very good running back in the style of offense that they run, and that's why they run it. You know, to have 1,000 yards by the sixth game of the season is pretty impressive, and he's pretty impressive. And that's our task, is to, you know, to slow him down and try to stop him. I don't know if we can stop him, but, you know, we're going to slow him down.
Jeff Scorefire, head coach of the Coldwater Cardinals, best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Sean.
We're back with more after this. You're listening to Coldwater Cardinal Football on WTVB.
Birds of a feather may flock together, but early birds and night owls can flock to Anytime Fitness in Coldwater because the secure facility is open 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Plus, memberships are good at 2,000 Anytime Fitness clubs worldwide. Join any Tuesday in October and pay just $8 for the first month with no enrollment fee. Then take advantage of top-of-the-line cardio and hammer strength training equipment, as well as classes and personal training options at Anytime Fitness off US 12 and South Willowbrook Road in Coldwater.
Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad. More than a step, a leap. Not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu. Saving you money on great transportation is their specialty at Mobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Coldwater. Get the vehicle you need at the price to fit your budget to keep you on the road in any kind of weather. Buy here, buy now, and pay less at Mobilia. Check out all the specials on the lot or at Mobilia.com. B-O-B-I-L-Y-A.com. Talk to Jeff Dollar, Jared Hetrick, Tom Whiteley, Dean Mobilia, and now Sean Stouter. You can also trust Mobilia to service your current vehicle. With their expanded service department, Saturday hours, and factory-trained techs, Mobilia will get you in and out quickly. Call service manager Kip Burkhart for an appointment at 278-5623. 278-5623. Plus, at Mobilia, buy three oil changes and get the fourth one free. That's right, free. It's like saving 25% every time you get an oil change. And with their express oil change service, there's no need for an appointment. Mobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge on US 12 across from the airport. Coldwater.
Play ball. Heading to the Tigers game? Before you do, make sure your bases are covered. Get to Meijer and pick up everything you need for a great outing, like officially licensed Tigers team apparel, caps, and collectibles. Plus, all your favorite game day snacks, party trays, and beverages, all at low Meijer prices. From sandlot games to the big leagues, it's summer, and that's something to celebrate. So get out with the crowd. Show your Tigers pride and score a home run on a great selection of sports apparel and party supplies, all at low Meijer prices.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Welcome back to Lakeview High School Spartan Memorial Stadium. Sean Watson and Quinn Berry, Mike Five, statistician Brady Duke, and producer Justin Lopshire back in the WTVB studios in Coldwater. Last week's Loy Norris-Coldwater game up at Loy Norris was kind of characterized by head coach Jeff Scarfar as a trap game. The same really might be said about this game between Lakeview and Coldwater for the Spartans, because in 2 weeks, next week, they have a big showdown against Harper Creek, first place in the SMAC East being on the line, potentially.
Well, hopefully we're in that mix, too, and if we could knock them off tonight, then we can root for Lakeview next week against Harper Creek, and that would be a little bit different for us, but I think you're right. You know, you just don't know how these kids are going to take Coldwater, whether they'll take them serious tonight or not. You'll be able to tell early in the game, though, and hopefully, Coldwater can strike early, maybe get something going. And you never know what will happen on these Friday nights in high school.
Really, this is probably the top game in the SMAC East this week between Lakeview and Coldwater. The other game for the East Division, Sturgis is playing at Battle Creek Central, not that far from us. Loy North is at Harper Creek. Marshall is at Gull Lake. Over in the West Division, St. Joe is at Benton Harbor. Niles at Manawan. Kalamazoo Central at Portage Central. Portage Northern and Lakeshore. There in the west, the big game is coming up next week between Portage Central and St. Joe. Both teams undefeated heading into the knife action.
See, St. Joe 6-0, rated 6 in Division 3 this week.
And Portage Central, an honorable mention,
yeah,
in Division
2. Two. And you know what? We played St. Joe, and I thought we did a pretty good job until, 5 minutes to go in that ball game, Sean?
Yeah.
We were only down by a touchdown and a couple of scores in the last minute and a half for the Cardinals could have came out of there. So we see we can play with the big boys, and tonight's going to be a big test for us, but I think we'll be up for it.
Tonight at Bronson High School's Charles Hilton Field, it's homecoming night. Vikings are hosting the Centerville Bulldogs. I was mentioning also before we went to air, this year, Coldwater is only playing one homecoming game its own.
I know that's hard to believe, but we'll probably hit a lot of parent nights the next couple of weeks. But
Coldwater already has
the parent there, night. So we might hit one up at Marshall in the last game. Who knows? But homecoming nights are always a lot of fun, though, Sean. No matter which school you're at.
Over at Barfield in Reading, the Quincy Orioles visiting the Reading Rangers, the annual battle for the bell. For those of us that are Quincy alumni, that bell has been painted red and yellow for far too long.
Well, you know, Quincy's got a good shot tonight. reading not their normal powerhouse this year, as they have been a number of years. So let's go Quincy. We'll see if we can bring that that bell back.
Union City is at Jonesville. Jonesville gets into the playoffs with a win tonight. What a renaissance for the Comets.
They sure have. Great year. Yeah, great year over there.
Going up against a Union City squad that is admittedly down this year.
Yeah, that's kind of a change of fate over there. You know, usually we see that the other way, but Union City with a little struggle this year, but the Comets on their way to the playoffs.
Other games in the Big 8, Athens at Concord, Homer at Springport. How about that big win that Homer posted against Jonesville last week to get into the playoffs?
That was huge. You know, Homer, real solid this year, boy. They get some big boys over there.
Quincy plays at Homer next Friday to close out Big 8 conference play. And also to wrap up, well, the last season of a St. Joe Valley, in addition to the Centerville-Bronson game, White Pigeon is playing at Mendon. Mendon's already qualified for the playoffs. And White Pigeon is actually 4-2. They have a shot at getting in, too.
That'd be nice to see, another team from there.
And eight-man football, Tekontra is at Burr Oak. Other games in the Southern Michigan eight-man football league include St. Joe Michigan Lutheran at Litchfield, Portland St. Patrick at Weberville. Tomorrow, St. Philip. They got a big story in today's Battle Creek Inquirer about how prodigiously they've been scoring, averaging 59 points a game since they switched to the eight-man football game. They are hosting Waldron.
59 points a game at whether it's 8 or 11 or 5 is pretty outstanding.
We'll go ahead and take this break, bringing the starting lineup and the opening kickoff from here at Spartan Memorial Stadium in Battle Creek. You're listening to Coldwater Cardinal Football on WTVB.
Can we get something straight?
If it's about camping or RVing, livestock or utility trailers,
I tail it to Haylett.
Haylett Auto and RV, the place to I try and buy.
Start online at HaylettAutoAndRV.com.
Shop and compare over 300 units in Haylett's giant, new, and pampered pre-owned inventory.
If it's worth seeing, it's there.
Locate it online, then hightail it to Haylett and see it, try it, and buy it. Haylett has it all. Tent campers to travel trailers, fifth wheels to motor homes, toy box carriers to two-horse bumper pulls, LQ horse, stock and utility trailers. Haylett has wheels for whatever you're hauling. Hitches? Haylett has parts and accessories. Haylett has a warehouse full. Buy from folks who use what they sell so they know what works. Need service? If Haylett's can't fix it, it ain't fixable. Rentals? You bet. A great way to get your feet wet and see if the camping life's for you. Online and on the ground. Hightail it to Haylett Auto and RV's 11-acre super lot just east of I-69, exit 13 on US 12, Coldwater, Michigan. Haylett Auto and RV clobbers big city prices.
For smart heating solutions for your home, see Nottawa Gas Company. Decorative floor and wall heaters from Nottawa Gas are 99.9% efficient and require no flue, venting, or electricity. Great for emergencies or to supplement your current heating system. These energy-efficient units will heat up to 700 square feet. Right now, you'll find the best selection of the season at Nottawa Gas Company, just east of Nottawa on M66, south of Tekontcha on Old 27, or online at nottawagas.com.
Once upon a time, there were three little girls who loved helping people, so I brought them all to work for me at Rainbow Motor Sales. Good morning, Angels.
Good morning, Al.
Time to go to work, Angels. There's a family that needs a second car to get the kids to school.
We're on it, Al.
Our credit is terrible, and we don't have a down payment.
Don't worry. Your credit approval is guaranteed at Rainbow Motor Sales, and we will give you at least $1,000 for your trade.
Thanks, Rainbow Motor Angels.
Rainbow Motor Sales at the corner of Fremont Road and US 12 Coldwater. Or visit us online at rainbowmotorsales.com.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports. AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
Starting lineups are brought to you by Short's Rip Beer Stand. Tomorrow at Short's Rip Beer Stand, enjoy their chicken strip basket. Try saying that three times fast.
Okay.
Chicken strip basket tomorrow. You can join Short's Monday for their patty melt basket. Stop by Short's today and try their new Rip Beer Slush. And enjoy music on the drive. Short's Rip Beer Stand, open at 11 a.m. Monday through Saturday at the corner of Munson and West Chicago Street, Coldwater. Open this fall through Halloween, accepting debit and credit cards. They had the toss, but I somehow had my attention diverted. Do you know who won the toss?
The Cardinals are going to receive. I don't know if they won the toss or not, but we will receive the kickoff.
So we will see Coldwater's offense first, led by quarterback Luke Beckhusen, 5'9", 153-pound sophomore, running back Chris Vandenhouten, Cooper Murphy, fullback Ryan Garrett, split end Luke Stempion, wide receiver Ryan Hadley, starting offensive line Darian Bradley, Joel Jepson, Cody Truex, Scott Sowers, and Logan Taggart going 265, 207, 206. 198 and 265. They will go up against Lake View's defense on the D-line. Jacob Harvey, Justice Price, C.J. Gordon, and J.D. Jean-Jules going 170, 210, 225, and 200. The linebackers, Devin Sherlock, Matt Barrett, and Donnie Ernsberger. In the secondary, Alex Schwartz, Hunter Boss, Dontrell Childress, and Carmen Munder. Wait a little bit for a kickoff as the combined Lakeview High School and Middle School marching bands are taking an awful long time marching off the field following the pregame show.
But maybe they could give them a delay a game here. Cardinals have been out there for about 3 minutes waiting for this kickoff. Sean, I got one change in the lineup here for Lakeview. Travis Snyder, we had him in our program at 52. He will be 89 tonight.
Okay, duly noted. I don't think he is listed as one of the starters, but if he gets in, we'll be sure to note that instead of being number 52 in my program, he will, in fact, be number 89. Must be he is going to be an eligible receiver.
One of the coaches said that they had to move him to a wide receiver spot.
Hmm.
Probably just for some depth at that area.
Similar to how Logan Taggart at the beginning of the season, he was given a number that would make him an eligible receiver, but they gave him number 75, which makes him an ineligible receiver. Logan Taggart, the starting right tackle for the Cardinals. Here comes the kickoff from Jake Herbers. The Spartans going from right to left across your radio dial. From south to north, Coldwater from left to right. It's a line drive kick. It is caught by Ryan Hadley. And he manages to get it up near the 35-yard line. We'll spot it at the 34.
Very nice return for Hadley. Got that kickoff on about the 2-yard line. Returned it to the 34.
Kind of a line drive kick there for Jake Herbers, who we mentioned during the pregame. He is also Lakeview's starting goalie.
That's unusual. You would think the kicker in football would do something in soccer, like kick the ball, versus just be the goalie.
Thinking in terms of Blaise Watson for Coldwater.
Yes.
Cardinals are starting out in the Wildcat formation. The direct snap goes to Cooper Murphy. He leans for one, and that's it. Pretty well snuffed out.
Yeah, Cooper off that left side there out of the Wildcat. Again, one. Brings up second and nine.
Second and nine, just 30 seconds into the first quarter from here at Spartan Memorial Stadium in Battle Creek. Glad you could tune in on AM 1590 or FM 95.5. And also, we got the web stream back at WTVBAM.com. A snap again goes to Cooper Murphy. He tries to run the sweep left side. He might have squirted forward to the 37.
Cooper trying to run behind Logan Taggart over there and Darian Bradley.
First series always testing to see what the defense will show the offense.
Cardinals with a third and seven here.
18 seconds on the play clock as the team snaps out of a huddle. Snap goes to Murphy. He's going to hit the right side of the line. He's pushing forward. I think he may have a first down. It depends on the spot.
I'll tell you what, if the spot's where those two sideline judges are, we got it. First down, Cardinals.
Ball just behind the 45-yard line. This time, Cooper Murphy was attacking the right side of the line. The first two runs that he had were to the left.
A little counter there for Cooper. Cooper down there trying to get that shoe on in a hurry, and he's in a hurry here. He's
7 seconds left on the play clock. I wonder
there you
if go. Finally get the play off. Well, they're not going to be able to. a very quick timeout being called by the Cardinals thanks to the equipment malfunction that Cooper Murphy had on his cleats.
Jeff, didn't want to take that penalty as the Cardinals up there to almost to midfield, 45-yard line.
It does kind of make sense as we revisit some of the other matchups going on. And probably the biggest game going on in Southwest, South Central Michigan might be in the KVA. Penfield, with one loss on the season, going up against undefeated Olivet up at Olivet. A win by Penfield qualifies them for the playoffs, and it also creates a two- or three-way tie up the top of the KVA standing. Olivet is in first place. Penfield and Schoolcraft currently tied for second.
Well, that Penfield-Olivet matchup, those are schools that have been rivals. We'll get to see Penfield the next number of years.
And unfortunately, it looks like the Penfield-Olivet rivalry will go by the wayside, similar to the Coldwater-Sturgis rivalry.
Okay, here we go, Sean.
Coming out of Coldwater's timeout, still snapping out of the Wildcat and movement on the defensive front line for Lakeview. Encroachment will give the Cardinals first and five and put the ball right at midfield.
Good job there, changing up the cadence there for Cooper Murphy, who we're still in that Wildcat right now.
Yep. It goes to Cooper Murphy. He hits tremendous hit at the 50-yard line by Lakeview.
Hard to read those numbers on Lakeview.
They are wearing their black jerseys, purple numerals with white trim. Hunter Bost in on the tackle. I thought it was either number 8 or number 9, and it was, in fact, number 9. Second and we'll say 4.5. The ball on the other side of the midfield stripe. Cooper Murphy, they're going to run the reverse. And that was unfortunately a very blown up play.
Donnie Ehrensperger, he read that right from the beginning.
Handoff went to Luke Beckhusen, and he was tackled at the 40-yard line. The forward progress, or lack of forward progress, they're going to put the ball down at the 46, it looks like.
Well, to make matters worse, we did have a holding penalty there. We didn't hold the right guy, though, as Ehrensperger broke through there and just nailed Beck Husen in the backfield. He's going to bring up a third down and 11.
.923 left to play in the first quarter. No score between Coldwater and Lakeview from here in Battle Creek. Luke Beck Husen goes under center with a receiver on either side of the line, going to the left to pass, and it was over Luke Stempion's hands on the Spartan 45-yard line.
Even if Luke would have caught that, he didn't have enough for a first down.
It was awful close, as we saw T.J. Nunley in on coverage, and he will be going back to receive the punt from Colin Ward. At least I think it is T.J. Nunley. Again, the difficulty with those numbers on the attempt to look trendy makes it hard for the press.
That's for sure.
Good end-over-end punt. Bounces at the 30. It takes a Cardinal bounce. And the Cardinals are going to let it roll to the 15.
Good punt there by Colin Ward. No return.
So we revisit the Schertz Root Beer Stand starting lineup and give you the starting offense for Lakeview. Skylar Nichols is the quarterback. He is a 5'11", 185-pound sophomore. Running backs, Mike Campbell and Donnie Ehrensperger. Campbell, the 1,000-yard man. Tight ends, Jake Love and T.J. Fisk. Wide receiver, Russell Mathiak. Offensive line, C.J. Gordon, Cole Winters, Cole Cleaver, Evan Eldridge, and Chaz Meredith. 225, 250, 220, 220, and 275. We will see Lakeview run the Veer offense. Steady stream of Mike Campbell runs.
Ehrensperger with a carry. Boy, he's a load. 6'3", 230, Donnie Ehrensperger.
So he powers his way to the 23-yard line.
Pick up of 8 for Lakeview.
On the defense for Coldwater, defensive line, Randy Brown, Levi Wilson, Mike Covey, and Joel Jepson going 185, 192, 175, and 207. We'll finish the rest of the Cardinal defense after the second and two play for Lakeview. Nichols under center. And a run up the middle, up to about the 25-yard line. That time the Cardinals were able to slow up and eventually stop Ernstberger.
After the first down, though.
Just got enough there.
Just enough.
Back to the Coldwater defense. The linebackers, Austin Siegel, Zach DeMeester, and Tyler Rankin in the secondary. Ryan Hadley and Steven Seltzer are the corners. Chris Vandenhout and Luke Vempian are the safeties. 8:10 left to play in the first quarter. No score. Skyler Nichols under center. The toss is going to go to Mike Campbell. He runs the right side of the line. Forced out of bounds at about the 34-yard line. Well, Donnie Ernstberger up the middle, and Mike Campbell running the sweep there to the right side.
Actually, that was Ernstberger again
was
over
Ernstberger.
There. Yeah,
I
yeah.
could have sworn that was 23.
Yeah, 33. I can only tell, Sean, just because of the size of the two. You know, Ernstberger at 6'3", and
Campbell at 5'8".
Yeah, 5'8".
You wouldn't think 4 or 5 inches would make a lot of difference viewing it from up here.
Boy, we're going to... You know, we're hitting Ernstberger early, but we just can't knock him down. He's a load.
Up to the 40-yard line and another Lakeview first down. The drive continues. The clock stops while they move the chain. 7:53 left in quarter number one.
One thing about tonight, Sean, it's going to be a quick ball game. I don't think you're going to see the ball in the air either way unless one team gets out ahead by a couple of touchdowns.
Nichols is going back to pass, and he has an open receiver, and it's to the 30. Finally slowed up and brought down by Steven Seltzer past the 20-yard line. Wide open receiver right down the middle.
Well, play action. They fake the ball into the middle to Ernstberger, and
Russell Mathiak made the Cardinals pay there.
Yeah, he sure did. Sucked Steven Seltzer right in, and he just lofted that ball over Steven's head. He tried to recover, just not quite in time.
First and 10 Lakeview from the Coldwater 17. We have a scoring update already on the WTVB scoreboard with 6:36 left in the first quarter. Brownson with the early 7-0 lead over Centerville.
Well, good tackle there. Nice job there by 54. Joel Jepson with the tackle.
Mike Campbell with a carry for the purple and black and white.
Basically no gain on that. Going to bring up second down at 10.
Under 7 minutes left to play in the first quarter. Lakeview trying to put points up on the board after the Cardinals essentially went 3-and-out. They did get a first down their first series. Nichols under center faking the pitch. It goes to Mike Campbell.
He
does dive into the end zone. They'll spot him at the 2-yard line. This run will more than likely go back on the hold.
Let's see what the call is, but maybe a crack.
Oh, nope.
A little movement.
Illegal procedure against Lakeview, so he'll make it second and 15.
Well, the Cardinals got a little break there. A little movement in the backfield on Lakeview's side. Negates that nice run.
Oh, the Cardinals have a second chance to try and slow up the Lakeview offense. Basically going 50-50 between Mike Campbell and Donnie Ernstberger. Maybe a little bit more of Ernstberger with the ball than Campbell.
Ernstberger right now, anyway. He's just, so far, he's been the pounder. Get that little 5'8 Campbell in behind Ernstberger, and he makes a nice shield.
Nichols rolling to the right to pass. Here comes trouble from Chris Vandenhout, and he throws it away right sideline. There was a receiver in the vicinity, but Nichols had a whole lot of pressure from number 7 for the Cardinals.
Yeah, Vandenhout with a nice play out of his corner spot over there, putting a lot of pressure on the young quarterback as he had to throw that one away.
Stops the clock, 6:03 left to play in the first quarter. That will bring up 3rd and 15 with no score.
Oh, this would be a big stop for the Cardinals right here early in the game. 6:03 left.
Potentially hold them to 3. We see Jake Herbers starting to stretch out a little bit just in case. Skylar Nichols, the sophomore quarterback under center. It looked like a direct snap, and he tried to plunge up the middle. But
maybe Colwater was offside there.
Encroachment, the call, so it'll make it 3rd and 10. The Cardinals move first.
Cardinals trying to get a little jump, thinking that pass was get a little pass rush going. They just jumped a little quick.
Ball is put down at the Coldwater 17-yard line, pretty much where we started here after that tremendous run. After the catch by Mathiak. 3rd and 10, Nichols under center.
Oh.
The pitch is going to go to Mike Campbell on the right side. He's got wide open territory, and he crosses the end zone. Touchdown, Lakeview.
Very well executed play there on the pitch by Lakeview, and Campbell just ran to the pylon in the corner.
So with 5:55 left to play in the first quarter, Lakeview gets up on the board first, 6-0, awaiting the point after from Jake Herbers. Snap, the hold, here comes a rush, but Herbers is able to convert. 7-0, Spartans with 5:55 left in the first quarter. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Cardinal Football on WTVB.
Play ball!
Heading to the Tigers game? Before you do, make sure your bases are covered. Get to Meijer and pick up everything you need for a great outing, like officially licensed Tigers team apparel, caps, and collectibles, plus all your favorite game day snacks, party trays, and beverages, all at low Meijer prices. From sandlot games to the big leagues, it's summer, and that's something to celebrate. So get out with the crowd, show your Tigers pride, and score a home run on a great selection of sports apparel and party supplies, all at low Meijer prices.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Oh, Lakeview's ground game coming in pretty much as advertised. We did see a little bit of diversity there, a couple of passes, including the long one from Russell Mathiak that really helped set things up for the Spartans in the red zone.
Yeah, the pass out of the play action really set it up down there in the red zone, and then that left side there just got sucked in on that little pitch, and somebody's got to stay in their lane over there.
Here comes the kickoff from Jake Herbers, and it is going to bounce into the end zone, resulting in a touchback.
Well, the Cardinals are going to start from their own 20 this time, and hopefully we can keep the ball more than, 6 plays? Hopefully we don't have to kick it away again. Ernst Berger has been all the press he's gotten this year. From what I've seen so far, Sean, is very true for the middle linebacker, number 33, and the running back.
Luke Beck, he's an under center. Handoff went up the middle for nothing.
Wasn't quite sure who had that ball that time.
I think he might be keying on Brian Garrett, but Zach Meester had the ball and lost maybe half a yard.
Brings up a 2nd down and 10 for the Cardinals.
7-0 Spartans with 5:28 and counting left to play in the first quarter. Beck Houston again under center. Going back to have 3-step drop back. And let's see, is it a catch? No, it's not. Looks like the ball hit the ground before Luke Stemping could scoop it up at the 27. That'll bring up 3rd and 10 and stop the clock.
A little bit low pass there from Beck Husen to
Luke Stempien. Luke couldn't quite get his hands underneath. Might have rushed that pass a little bit, too.
Yeah, just a little bit. He really didn't have to throw it that quick. He didn't have a rush.
Third and 10, same formation. Luke Becky's an under center. Looking to the right, now looking to the left, airing it out for Stempien, and overthrown by a bit. It was pretty well defended by the Spartan secondary.
Luke kind of pulled up on that one. He didn't quite run that pass pattern out. I don't know if didn't think he was going to get the ball or what, but Beckhusen threw that ball beyond Luke, and we were hoping Luke could go get it.
Hunter Boss in on coverage, so the Cardinals will go three and out, already trailing 7-0. The two deep men for Lakeview are standing at midfield, so not really that deep. Bork with a good snap, a short punt, but it takes a favorable Cardinal bounce.
Yeah.
It'll actually bounce back Lakeview's way, so the Spartans will start first and 10 from the Coldwater 45, already up 7-0.
Well, offensively, we've got to figure a way to get a couple of first downs. We can't give that ball up this easy, especially in such good field position with the Lakeview Spartans taking over in Cardinal territory.
Scoring update on the WTVB scoreboard. It's starting off to be a happy homecoming over at Charles Hilton Field with 2:09 left to play in the first quarter. Bronson now leading Centerville 13-0.
Good job for the Vikings.
See if they can get their second win of the season.
Nice for homecoming night.
First and 10, Lakeview from the Coldwater 45. Handoff going up the middle for about 4.
Campbell with a nice little run between the tackles.
Four 45 and counting left to play in quarter number 1. Second and 6 coming up for the Lakeview Spartans.
You mentioned Austin Siegel there earlier, Sean, and I see Austin over there in blue jeans and about his uniform on, number 17. Normally the starting, one of the starting linebackers.
Another. Nichols trying to hand the ball off, but the Cardinals weren't fooled there. That was Campbell once again.
Levi Wilson was just kidding. Right at the line of scrimmage. Might have drove him back a yard or two.
Oh, actually, they gave him one, gave him the forward progress, so that'll bring up 3rd and 5 with 4 minutes left to play in the first quarter. When I interviewed Jeff Scorfar yesterday, he talked about a number of injuries and some of those positions in the starting lineup being a game-time decision. You thought Luke Stempien might have been the big question marks, but he's out there on the field. Austin Siegel, unfortunately, is not. On a 3rd down, Donnie Ernsberger trying to power his way to the 35-yard line. He's awful close. Looks like he might have climbed over a couple of Cardinals in the process.
He climbed over 2 or 3 and got it up there within about half a yard of the 1st down. It looks like the Spartans are going to go for it right here.
4th and 1 from the Coldwater 36, 3:20 and counting left to play in the quarter.
I got a feeling this one's going to go to Ernsberger again. Yep, there he is.
And he leans in, breaks free from all those tackles, and he's gone. 36-yard touchdown to Donnie Ernsberger.
Well, the Cardinals stopped him right at the line of scrimmage. He broke a couple of tackles, and all of a sudden came right out of the cluster of tacklers into the end zone.
And you were telling me how much of a load Ernsberger, well, you were reminding me actually how much of a load Ernsberger was on the basketball court. And we're getting a reminder again of how much of a load he can be on the gridiron. 13-0, 3:01 left to play in the first quarter. We're just awaiting the extra point attempt by Jake Herbers. It's down, it's up. And this one as good as the first one. It's now 14-0 Spartans, so 3:01 left in the first. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Cardinal Football on WTVB.
You'll find fabulous food for fall at Benedict Steakhouse and Grill in Coldwater, starting with their delicious new side, pan-fried apples. They also have savory starters like the Bang Bang Shrimp Appetizer and weekly specials that include apple stuffed pork loin, one-pound stuffed baked potatoes, and their cheddar ale burger. To top it all off, they have live music every Thursday and Friday night at Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, west of I-69 on U.S. 12, serving food 7 days a week and fun till 2 a.m. on Fridays and Saturdays.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
The Cardinals literally had Donnie Ernsberger stopped. They would have had the first down, but the Cardinals had him stopped. But Ernsberger was able to break free from just about everybody and run up the left side. 36-yard touchdown run. It's now 14-0 Spartans with 3-1 left in the first quarter. We do want to make an apology to folks anticipating listening to the web stream. We're having technical difficulties with that right now, but later on tonight, you can listen to the podcast version of tonight's game. Just go to the podcast section at WTVBAM.com. The kickoff by Herber is again boomed into the north end zone to our left, so the Cardinals will start 1st and 10 from the 20.
Well, the Cardinals right now have to regroup, stick with that game plan, get some first downs, eat some clock up here, and try to change the field position. If not, it's going to be a long evening for the football team here tonight.
Or it could be a short evening if the running clock gets invoked.
Well, we hope not.
Last week we had something kind of unusual happen for Coldwater football team being on the winning end of a running clock. Ooh, that was bad news all the way around. Beck Hewson received a snap, and he almost turned a half somersault.
Well, it looked like he caught his foot right in the center's foot, and the center, actually, our home guy, Tripke. Lots of things going wrong for that Cardinal offense right now as they try to regroup here.
It's a loss of 2 on the play, 2nd and 12. I guess we don't have to worry too much about Lakeview looking ahead toward the showdown against Carpet Creek next week. They're taking care of business on both sides of the ball. And on 2nd and 12, maybe a gain of 2?
Demeester with the, actually a loss of 1 there, Sean. As Demeester, they're going to end up giving him a 1 yard loss.
2 yard loss.
2 yard.
3rd and 14, 2 minutes left to play in the quarter.
Going the wrong way here as we hope to get a little better field position established here.
Beck Hewson under center on 3rd and 14, trying to run the counter, there was a seam there for just a second. You know what? We got tricked out. It went to the left side of the line, but same result, nothing. I think, were you looking on the right side?
I thought Garrett had it over here on this side, and Cooper Murphy had it on the other side, so good taking.
But it turned out the same result on both sides of the line, a stop on the play. Warwick will have to punt again.
Warwick punting from his 1 yard line.
Again, the deep backs standing at the 45. This time, the ball will bounce several times and land right at the 45. Let's bring you some more scoring updates on the WTVB scoreboard. This is kind of a surprising score. At the end of one quarter, St. Joe and Benton Harbor currently scoreless. The Bears 6-0, the Tigers 0-6. Again, they posted a shutout on both sides through one quarter of play there.
Yeah, that won't stay that way long.
At the end of the first quarter, Berrien Springs with a 3-0 lead over Edwardsburg. Dowagiac and Three Rivers and the Wolverine. No score after one quarter there.
Oh, he's wide open.
And it is caught at the 20 to the 10 and brought down at the 9-yard line. Another great pass play from Skylar Nichols to, was that Mathiak?
I believe so.
1st and goal from the 9. The Spartans are in business again.
Actually, Jake Love, another
one of the tight ends.
One of those tight ends out there.
49.3 seconds left to play in the first quarter. It's first and goal from the Coldwater 9 for Lakeview.
Well, the Lakeview's done a real nice job with that passing game so far. Something that I don't think a lot of people expected tonight.
It's going to be a keeper forced out of bounds at the 5. If he could have cut it up against the grain toward the inside, he might have had 6 points there.
Yeah, but Luke Stempion with a good open field tackle over there.
Forced out of bounds and stops the clock with 25.7 seconds left in the quarter. Second and goal from the 4.
I got a feeling Ahrensberger's going to get this one.
Early in the second quarter, as we revisit the WTVB scoreboard, Stevensville Lakeshore leading Portage Northern 7-3. Full house backfield at the sweep to the left side.
Oh, good coverage there by the Cardinals.
Third and goal from the 3 coming up, and that will be the final play of the first quarter, more in line with their 6 seconds left in the frame. So we're going to head to the other end of the field and regroup. Third and goal from the 3 for Lakeview coming up after this 1 minute break. 14-0 Lakeview on top of Coldwater. You're listening to Cardinal Football on WTVB.
OmniSource in Coldwater is now accepting commercial scrap metals and paying businesses premium rates for your materials. Whether it's a dump truck or a 90-yard bin, OmniSource has a large capacity scale to handle your biggest loads of scrap. Transport it yourself or OmniSource will deliver a bin to you to fill and then haul your scrap away. Save money on gas and freight fees by bringing your ferrous and non-ferrous metals to OmniSource in Coldwater. Servicing all area businesses, including machine and auto repair shops, manufacturers, plumbers, electricians, heating and cooling companies, construction, agriculture, and welding businesses.
This is Renee from OmniSource in Coldwater. We're now paying businesses for your ferrous and non-ferrous scrap materials. Call us for premium rates for your scrap or just bring it on over to us at 375 South Michigan Avenue by the I-69 overpass. Weekdays from 8 to 4, Saturdays from 8 to noon, or visit us anytime online at omnisource.com. OmniSource, the best in metals recycling.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
First play of the second quarter coming up. It's third and goal, Lakeview from the Coldwater 3. Already the Spartans are up 14-0. And off, and end zone touchdown, Lakeview.
Johnny Ahrensberger, that little 3-yard burst.
Burst is about right.
It just kind of runs over people in there, the big 6'3", 230-pound running back.
Oh, now it's 20-0, Spartans, just 6 seconds into the second quarter. Herber's PAT kick pending. Once again, the PAT kick is good. It's now 21-0 Spartan with 11:54 left to play in the second quarter. Coming up at halftime, we'll bring you another edition of MHSAA Perspective presented by the Michigan Army National Guard. And this week's edition is actually of very local interest. John Johnson is going to be talking about the actions of the Concord High School volleyball teams to help a player on Union City's volleyball team whose family had lost their home in a fire. I'm sure by now you've heard of Marissa Mead and her family getting helped out by the Concord volleyball team. I'll just let John Johnson tell that story during our Rance County Abstract and Title Halftime Report.
That's what it's all about, man. That's very, very nice of the whole community to get involved in that.
Checking out the WTVB scoreboard, the Centerville Bronson game from Charles Hilton Field. The Bulldogs have gotten on the board, 13-6. Bronson still with a lead.
Well, Cardinals got to do something to change this one around. This has been all the Spartans so far in that first quarter and into this second quarter. We got to do it by first of all changing the field position.
See if the Cardinals get a decent run back here. They're going to give it a try. Brian Garrett catches at the 10, running left side, tripped up. up to the 30-yard line. That's about the best field position for the Cardinals to start a drive in the game.
Yeah, I think we started at the 35 that first time, but Garrett down a little bit. He got nailed pretty good. He's
and that Lakeview defense, take no prisoners.
Bryant running hard, though, and hopefully just got the win knocked out.
Revisiting the WTVB scoreboard as we have timeout for injury. Phil Herman and the Coldwater coaching staff out in the field. Soon will be accompanied by Lakeview's trainer Carly Pullen. Taking a look at Brian Garrett at the end of the run. He got popped pretty good. We're going to check out the WTVB scoreboard in the second quarter. St. Joe has just gotten on the board over Benton Harbor thanks to an interception return for a touchdown. 6-0 Bears.
I figured the Bears would get on the board, but that was kind of a surprise still.
Portage Central leading Kalamazoo Central 14-0. That's at the end of the first quarter. Quincy and Reading playing each other. We hope to bring you scoring updates from that over the course of the evening. And, we've got Nola Baker, a Coldwater transplant, moved here to Battle Creek. Mother of Gary Baker from the Daily Reporter, not only liking our posts on Facebook and Twitter, but also saying, "Go Spartans."
Got Garrett setting up there a little bit. Mr. Herman still talking with him. Think he's going to get up and walk off on his own. Just went pretty good on that run back. So
we'll see if his stay on the Coldwater bench is temporary. Looks like Phil might be checking Bryant out for potential symptoms of a kind of concussion, maybe?
Hard to say.
Hard to say at this point. Both Phil Herman and his counterpart on the Lakeview side, Carly Pullen, taking a good long look at number 21 for the Coldwater Cardinals, Bryant Garrett, the 5'8", 148-pound senior who transferred from Bronson a couple years ago.
I think you're just trying to get some air in those lungs. There he goes. He's going to walk off the field now with a little bit of help from Mr. Herman.
Well, once we resume play with 11:49 left in the second quarter, it will be 1st and 10 Coldwater from their 31-yard line.
Well, the Cardinals came out tonight after that opening kickoff, got a quick first down, and since then have only moved one way, and that was backwards.
Going to the Wildcat, and the snap goes to Cooper Murphy, trying to get a couple of yards on the right side, but he was well smothered by the Lakeview D.
When Coach Scorfire said they go after the ball, they sure do. They have all 11 men every time after that football.
Ten left to play in the first half, 2nd and 7 for the Cardinals. Again, all the Wildcat. Again, Cooper Murphy trying to hurdle a player. I don't think he got much on that one either.
Well, those Spartans are in our backfield before our runners can even really get upfield at all. Murphy right back to the line of scrimmage.
Well, watching the way the defense has operated for Lakeview, you can tell how they've been able to post shutouts in their first 5 games.
Oh, that's no doubt about it right now. They just like...
The 2 touchdowns that Marshall scored in last week's game had to have been very hard earned.
Yeah, they just swarmed that football. But again, they're led by that big guy in the middle, in Ernstberger, that middle linebacker.
Going back to the traditional formation, 3-step drop back, and Beck Hewson's pass was batted.
Becky's in the, he didn't even get his arm up, and he had a guy on him.
Once again, the Cardinals are going to go three and out. I don't think the Cardinals have seen a defense like this all season long, even with the trip out to St. Joe or going up against Portage Northern.
No, I don't think so either, Sean. And they're just dominating on both sides in the middle of that line.
In fact, they're standing at the Spartan 45-yard line. This one, a high short kick and a fair catch at the 47-yard line by Lakeview.
So, again, Lakeview right there at that midpoint in the field, and, again, with great field position.
Alex Schwartz with the fair catch for Lakeview. They will start out first and 10 from their 48-yard line. Revisiting the WTVD scoreboard, the homecoming game at Bronson is now 21-6, favor the Vikings with 8:51 left in the second quarter.
Good job for the Vikings tonight on homecoming night. Hopefully they can keep that up, come away with their second win of the year.
Going full house backfield, and I think that's a keeper to the 40, and a slide at the 39-yard line. That was a keeper by the sophomore quarterback, Skylar Nichols. He's going to be pretty good the next couple of years after Coldwater leaves for the Interstate 8 and Lakeview stays back.
Yeah, he's a pretty good-looking quarterback. He's a real solid kid. He weighs 185 pounds. He's 5'11", sophomore. Good feet. Throws the ball fairly well.
A fairly well-established weight training program that they have at Lakeview, no doubt. Nichols is under center. The give is going to go to the left side of the line. This time met by three Cardinals as he pushes forward to 35.
Yeah, they hit him right at the line of scrimmage, and he still got 5 yards there, Sean.
It's almost like you need two or three guys to slow up Donnie Ernstberger there.
Either that or you got to get right around those ankles in a hurry, because if you tackle him high, he's just going to carry you.
Second and six. 9:20 left to play in the first half. C.J. Nichols again under center. Hand off, right side of the line. There's Ernstberger.
Oh, Ernstberger
lost the ball, and it's dived on by the Cardinals at the 29.
Levi Wilson, I believe, came up with that fumble.
And really, it looked like Ernstberger had the ball squirt out of his hands. He didn't quite secure the ball as he was trying to jump over a down player on the right side.
I think he was just trying to do a little bit too much there. With the, and he got burnt there by the Cardinals. We'll take advantage of this break here. Taking over on the 27-yard line, 28-yard line.
Checking out the WTVB scoreboard once again. Portage Northern now leading Stephenville Lakeshore 10-7. Manawan leading Niles 18-7. Big loss as Vic Husen was going back to pass. He was practically met step to step on the drop back and push back quite a ways to the 20.
The defensive player for Lakeview almost had to wait for him to get back there in his pass.
And they gave Ernstberger credit for the sack. Second and 16, Coldwater. Second down now. 21-0 Lakeview. 8:30 left to play in the half. Luke Becky is again under center. Handoff goes to Chris Vandenhout.
Oh.
Tripped up and stopped at the 22. And an official timeout for injury. There is a Cardinal still down on the field.
Vandenhout there.
Ooh, boy.
Chris got smoked pretty good there.
Out comes Phil Herman, the Coldwater trainer. Revisiting the WTVD scoreboard once again. St. Joe now leading Benton Harbor 13-0 out in the Smack West.
Phil actually was over attending to
Philip
Garrett,
Bryant.
Brian Garrett over there, and here he comes. Phil looks like Phil's going to be a busy man tonight.
Well, the other action going on around the area we talked about over in the KVA, the big Penfield-Olivet game. Of course, Penfield leaving the KVA to join Coldwater, Harper Creek, Marshall, and four Jackson area schools in the Interstate 8 next year. Galesburg-Augusta is at Constantine tonight. Hackett is hosting Maple Valley. Delvin-Kellogg at Parchment. And Kalamazoo Christian is at Schoolcraft. Over in the Wolverine Conference East Division, the big game, undefeated Pawpaw and undefeated Plainwell.
Well, then I'll back up and walking off the field. Hopefully just a little wind knocked out of him there. He looks pretty good walking to the sideline anyway.
Also, Vicksburg at Otsego, Elgin at Comstock. In the West Division of the Wolverine, Edwardsburg is at Berrien Springs, South Haven at Coloma, Three Rivers at Wajak. The Chieftains win, and they're in. Three Rivers trying to keep abreast in that race. Over in the SCAA, talking about the smaller schools, Climax Scotts. They're in the playoffs. They're at Bellevue, Pittsburgh at Lenway Christian, Howe Military at Camden Frontier, non-conference action, Cullen at North Adams Jerome in a battle for the bottom of the league.
Well, Cardinals third down and 15 to go.
We resume play following the injury timeout. Phil Herman tending to both Brian Garrett and Chris Vandenhout on the sideline. Going back to passes back, Houston. Here comes a rush. That was almost intercepted by Lakeview. The ball went through the hands of Cooper Murphy at the 25-yard line.
Actually, they set up the screen there. Looks like it might work there. Sawyer Murphy. Yeah, Sawyer just dropped that ball. If he'd have caught that, he had plenty of blockers out in front of him.
Oh, out comes Colin Wark. He might be the player of the game tonight.
He might have more offensive plays than anybody tonight.
Comes a bit of a rush. A decent kick got off by Wark this time. And it's caught at the 47-yard line by, looks like Lakeview's Alex Schwartz had it again. First and 10 Lakeview from their 48-yard line. I seem to remember the one bad thing about Lakeview's 41-0 shutout performance against the Cardinals last year at Cardinal Field. They committed way too many turnovers for the coach's liking.
Yeah.
I think you're talking Lakeview, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And you were there with me doing that game, too, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
And off going left side of the line, trying to push into Cardinal territory, and that was Ernsberger to the 47.
Gain of about 6, it looks like, for Ernsberger. 5. Giving 5 yards on that, bring up 2nd and 5.
Top ball at the 46. The first down marker is at the 41. Skyler Nichols under center. Campbell and Ernsberger, the running back. And this time it's going to be the short back. Campbell to the 30, to the 20.
Oh.
He got tripped up at the 15. Forced out of bounds at the 14. Thank goodness for that defensive play by the secondary for the Cardinals.
Yeah, trying to see who made a nice just barely got a hand on him. Looks like might have been, I'm not sure who that was back there.
I'll have to take a look at the...
might have been Murphy, Cooper Murphy, might have been.
Or Sawyer, one of the Murphy brothers. First and 10 Lakeview from the Coldwater 13-yard line. It's going to be a keeper by Nichols. He's to the 10, he's to the 5, and he dives into the end zone. Touchdown, Lakeview.
Well, Campbell just with a keeper there on that right side. He just outran the Cardinal defense into that pylon there, just inside the goal line.
So with 6:45 left in the first half, 27-0, Spartans pending the extra point by Jake Herbers.
I think the Spartans want us to remember our last trip here, Sean.
High snap, wobbly kick, but Herbert got it. 28, late 45 left in the half. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Cardinal Football on WTVB.
Many choices, one path. Not just a starting point, a launch pad. More than a step, a leap. Not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
Play ball!
Heading to the Tigers game? Before you do, make sure your bases are covered. Get to Meijer and pick up everything you need for a great outing, like officially licensed Tigers team apparel, caps, and collectibles, plus all your favorite game day snacks, party trays, and beverages, all at low Meijer prices. From sandlot games to the big leagues, it's summer, and that's something to celebrate. So get out with the crowd, show your Tigers pride, and score a home run on a great selection of sports apparel and party supplies, all at low Meijer prices.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
On the WTVB scoreboard, it's at the half out at Barfield in Reading. The Rangers leading the Quincy Orioles 6-0 in the battle for the bell. Here at Lakeview, it's 28-0, all Spartans. Kickoff caught at the 5-yard line, trying to get up to the 20. Trying to get a little fancy, Ryan Hadley did, and he paid for it.
Ryan back to the 20-yard line. The Cardinals take over.
He slowed up a little bit as he was approaching the 20, trying to deke out the defenders, and Lakeview was not fooled. He can't fool a stout defense like this.
No. Again, Cardinals needing to change some field position here. We just continually give the ball to the Lakeview Spartans right around midfield, and they have not had a problem moving the ball once they did get it. The only time we've stopped them was on a fumble.
Theirs.
Their fumble, yeah.
Nick Husen under center, and ball carrier tackled well behind the line of scrimmage. Cooper Murphy's going to remember that one down to the 15 to the 14. Ball spotted at the 15, second 15. Ernsberger again in on defense for Lakeview.
It's just hard to believe that Ernsberger can continually get into that backfield that quick, not get the touch by anybody.
Counting down to the halfway point of the second quarter, second and 15 for Coldwater coming up. Beck using three-step drop back, airing it out, deep to the right side. And back at the 45-yard line. That's going to be a pass interference. Ryan Hadley, the intended receiver, interfered with.
I'll be honest, that was a gift, Sean. I don't know where that official come up with that. We'll take it, though.
At this point, with a score 28-0 Spartans, the Cardinals will gladly take any bit of mercy they can get from the officials, right?
Oh, I tell you, I mean, I hate to say that, but wow. I mean, first of all, Hadley didn't even have a chance of catching that ball. It was 8-10 yards over his head. He actually tripped over his own feet.
Ball's going to be go down at the 31-yard line after the pass interference mark off, and that will be good enough to give the Cardinals first down. Look, Becky is again under center. Here comes a blitz, and off going left side of the line.
That's good
it's
opening there.
The 45, and finally into Lakeview territory.
Finally, good job by Cooper Murphy. Good seal on that end by Zach DeMeester. He got a nice little running lane there for Cooper. Good job by both those young men.
First and 10, Coldwater. For the first time in this game, into Spartan territory.
Also, Darian Bradley on that left side in that tackle spot with a good block on that last run.
First and 10, Coldwater. Handoff going to Chris Vandenhout. Met up and gained tackle by a whole squadron of Spartans for a 3-yard loss. just as soon as Mannenhout got the ball, whoop, there are three purple-clad Warriors surrounding him and bringing him back.
Ernstberger actually had to wait for Mannenhout to get to him on that when he was in the backfield so quickly.
Loss of three on the play, second and 13. 5 minutes left to play in the half, 28-0 Spartans.
Cardinals with two first downs. Their first possession got a first down, and then the first down on the penalty here in the first half.
I'll just glance over those stats at halftime. Holy smokes. One pump fake. There was a Spartan. Another pump fake. He was finished off. Beck Hewson was all the way back to the 37-yard line.
Number 50, big number 50. He's a big boy, too, in there for T.J. Gordon, 6'4", 225-pounder. A lot of pressure on Beck Hewson.
Somehow they said that it was an incompleted pass, even though it looked like Beck Hewson had the ball the whole time and never did get it off.
Well, I
didn't think he got it off.
I didn't either, Sean. But
if that's the case, then another gift. It's going to be third and 13. The ball back at the Coldwater 48. Clock stops at 4:33 left in the half. And off goes to Cooper Murphy up to midfield and down to the 46-yard line, and that's it. Our friend wearing number 33 for the Lakeview Spartans, Bonnie Ernstberger, the responsible party for the tackle.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I've ever heard the announcer call one individual on so many tackles in one half of football as they have Ernstberger today.
Well, during our pregame, as we were talking about Lakeview, Donnie Ernstberger by far and away the leading tackler on the season with 51.
Coldwater with their second timeout here. Coach Scorefire going to take a timeout. Fourth and six.
Fourth and seven from the... It's not going to be fourth and six from the 45-yard line. They spot it. We'll keep it here. There's 3:54 left to play in the first half, 28-0. Spartans on top. Checking out the WTVB scoreboard once again. Bronson now leading Centerville 27-6 with 6:22 left in the second quarter.
Zach DeMeester sitting over there on the end of that bench, too. Zach, not feeling well over there? Or the coaches talk to him? Phil talking to him?
Also, Zach's dad, Mark DeMeester, the defensive coordinator, checking in as well, I'm sure. Halftime score in the Big Ten Field Olivet game. The Panthers leading the Eagles 8-6. Cardinals going for it, coming out of the timeout, fourth and six from the Lakeview 45-yard line. Beck Hewson going to the back of his pass, snap out of the pistol, and the pass in and out of the hands of Luke Stempion at the 38-yard line. Lakeview will take over on downs.
I think Luke heard some footsteps there, right in and out of his hands, off his chest, and... that's not like Luke to drop that ball that easy. Lakeview takes over, 3:50 to go here in the second quarter. Again, good field position for the Spartans.
Naples under center. He's going back to pass. He slipped as he dropped back to pass, and it's caught at the 30, down to the 20, to the 10, to the 5, touchdown Lakeview!
Jake Wills with that reception and touchdown.
That was, what, a 55-yard pass play?
55-yarder. Again, play action, got sucked in on that
The corner's getting sucked in on the second. The run play was coming, the safety. And he threw over the top for 55 yards.
For Lakeview quarterback Skyler Nichols, that is just the third passing touchdown of the year. Where, well, when you've got a potent guy like Mike Campbell running the ball for you, you can take your time in developing the pass game, as Jake Herbers converts the PAT. 3:41 left to play in the first half. It's all Lakeview, 35-0. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Cardinal Football on WTVB.
Heading to the Tigers game? Before you do, make sure your bases are covered. Get to Meijer and pick up everything you need for a great outing, like officially licensed Tigers team apparel, caps, and collectibles. Plus, all your favorite game day snacks, party trays, and beverages, all at low Meijer prices. From sandlot games to the big leagues, it's summer, and that's something to celebrate. So get out with the crowd, show your Tigers pride, and score a home run on a great selection of sports apparel and party supplies, all at low Meijer prices.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports, AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
35-0, Lakeview leading Coldwater. Unless the Cardinals can put some points on the board, the running clock will kick in to start the second half. And the most recent score coming on a 55-yard pass from Skyler Nichols to Jake Love. Kickoff by Herbers. It's short, it's wobbly, and it's going to bounce at the 10. Went through the hands of Ryan Hanley. Flips one tackle, but couldn't avoid the rest of them. Up to the 14-yard line, and that's it. Revisiting the WTVB scoreboard as we look forward to next year and the formation of the Interstate 8. Another one of the schools in the new league, the Western Panthers, they're currently trailing Mason 21-0 at halftime of that game.
Have they came up? Is that the official name yet, Sean?
That is the
official name.
It is now the official name, the Interstate 8 Athletic Conference. First and 10 Coldwater from the 14. Chris Vandenhout with a handoff trying to run the right side. Unfortunately for the Cardinals, a lot of east-west running and not enough north and south. Donnie Ernsberger in on the tackle again.
Other than those two runs there, the last series by Cooper Murphy, not a whole lot of plus yardage.
Well, when I get the halftime stats from our statistician, Brady Duke, everything's going to be lopsided in favor of the purple and white. Loss of two on the play, second and 12, 2:55 left in the half. Beck Houston looking to the left to pass. Can't even get the screen passes right. The intended receiver, Luke Stempion, and the ball was too low at the 15.
Well, there's just no doubt that, Luke's just not having a whole lot of time to pass that ball. And when he does have a couple of seconds, he hears those footsteps and maybe releases the ball a little quick. So, real tough night for the sophomore, as he's seen more pressure tonight than he's seen all year against the other six Cardinal opponents.
Black stops on the incompletion, 2:50 left in the half, third and 12 coming up.
That little end around to Cooper Murphy, and really nothing there this time, as he's going to lose about three or four again.
Well, this punt's going to be really interesting coming up for Coldwater. But before that, we're going to have an official timeout for injury. One of the Cardinals on the other side of the line just a little slow in getting up. That being Cody Squire, one of the starters on the O-line. He drops off and will immediately... he'll rest up. Colin Ward comes in to punt. The defects for Lakeview now standing at the Coldwater 40-yard line. Short end over end punt. It takes a bounce. It's going to be picked up on the run at the 46-yard line. Watch out!
There's no feet in there.
To the 20, he's heading up to the left side.
Here comes the block. And touchdown Lakeview, 46-yard punt return. Was that Schwartz or Martin?
I couldn't tell, but it looked like Schwartz there. Wasn't that number six?
Yeah, I thought it might have been number eight, but we'll give it to number six, who's usually one of the ones on that side of the line.
Yep, number six there, Sean. About a 52-yard punt return there.
So offensively, defensively, and special teams, Lakeview pouring it on. It's now 41-0 with 2:11 left in the half. Extra point from Herbers pending. Here comes the snap. Here comes the rush. Jake Herbers is 6-for-6 on point afters. 42-0 Spartans. 2:11 left in the half. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Cardinal Football on WTVB.
Every Friday night at the Willows Bar and Grill in Coldwater, enjoy their generous three-piece fish basket with fries and homemade coleslaw for just $7.79. Or for just $2 more, get all you can eat of their famous Alaskan pollock, lightly breaded and cooked to perfection. Come join your friends for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 5 p.m. with specials on your favorite canned or draft beer at the Willows Bar and Grill on U.S. 12 just east of River Road, Coldwater. The deck is open, weather permitting.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Back here at Spartan Memorial Stadium right now, one of the Coldwater Cardinals, we can't quite tell a number, being carted off of a stretcher and heading to the ambulance. We're hoping that it's not Brian Garrett or Zach Meester. Of course, we saw Brian Garrett take a very hard lick early in this game.
Well, they're both setting up. Both players are setting up. It must be either maybe an ankle injury or something, but he's very precautionary.
We'll try and get a name at halftime as the kickoff by Herbers bounces into the end zone. What is the word that you're getting on the injured Coldwater player? Anything yet?
Looks like both Garrett and Demeester, they're just going to have them checked out.
Well, there's two guys on that stretcher, huh?
There's two of them that have gone off, so they're both setting up. They're both talking to everybody. It's just a matter of maybe an ankle injury or something. And I have to check that out.
First and 10 Coldwater from their 20-yard line. Lakeview with a 42-0 lead. Run on the left side and forced out of bounds past the 25 to the 26, diving into the Lakeview sideline. Cooper Murphy.
Pick up a 5 yards for Cooper. Maybe six. Picking up a second down and four.
Checking out the WTVB scoreboard, Schoolcraft leading Kalamazoo Christian 21-0 near the end of the second quarter. Portage Central all over Kalamazoo Central right now, 41-0. Back in the Smack West. Second and four, Coldwater. Trying to run the counter and nothing up to the 26.
Back to the line of scrimmage.
Spartans trying to strip the ball away, and one Spartan actually thinking that there might have been a fumble on the process.
And it was. He took it right away from him.
Son of a gun. Will this Lakeview defense show any mercy whatsoever? Let me check my magic crystal ball here. All signs pointing to no. Great.
Yeah, it's getting a little ugly out there right now, guys. 42-0. 2 minutes to go here in the first half, and the Spartans are going to take over on the 26-yard line.
Same guys in there, same result. Here's Campbell to the 10. and finally forced out of bounds at the 5. It's going to bring up first and goal. Well, someone other than Ernsberger with the ball for Lakeview.
You don't
that Campbell, is that Carey?
I believe so.
I tell you what, I mean, really, he hasn't, I mean, he's gotten a couple in tonight, but not a lot of carries.
So, again, the thought maybe that this might have been a trap game for Lakeview. No worries right now. 42-0, minute 30 left in the half, and first and goal from the 4, about to add 6 more potentially.
Oh, good stop there. Well, geez. No. And he scored.
And who was that?
That was, I believe, that was Campbell again. Campbell in the middle of that line, and looks like the Cardinals stopped him right at the line of scrimmage, and he just bounced outside and into the end zone.
So in another little bit, it'll be 49-0 Spartans. Just waiting the PAT kick from Jake Ferbers. 7-for-7 on the night. All Spartans, 49-0, back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Cardinal Football on WTVB.
For smart heating solutions for your home, see Nottawa Gas Company. Decorative floor and wall heaters from Nottawa Gas are 99.9% efficient and require no flue, venting, or electricity. Great for emergencies or to supplement your current heating system. These energy-efficient units will heat up to 700 square feet. Right now, you'll find the best selection of the season at Nottawa Gas Company, just east of Nottawa on M66, south of Tekonsha on Old 27, or online at nottawagas.com.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Well, just a brief overview of the Spartans' scores in their other 6 games. They beat Niles 28-0. They won at Benton Harbor 50-0. They beat Lloyd Works here 44-0. They beat Battle Creek Central 40-0. Won against Gull Lake here on their homecoming night a couple of weeks ago 35-0. Last week they won at Marshall 37-14, and now with a minute 17 left in the first half, a whole second half yet to play, 49-0. The kickoff was muffed by Ryan Hanley. They let him go a yard deep into the end zone, and they let him bring him back to the 15.
Yeah, he muffed that, I think, about on the 2-yard line, bounced into the end zone, and he had to go back in and get it.
One of the rare instances in a high school game where they will let you run back a kickoff after it touches the end zone.
Well, minute 11 here. We just need to maybe get through this first half. And
without any more injuries.
And
huh?
Go in and regroup a little bit. Catch our breath. And I think all of our guys are pretty well shell-shocked right now, 49-0. I don't think anybody here expected that, including Lakeview.
No, not at all.
Sawyer.
And again, another run up the middle for nothing. This time it's Cooper's
Sawyer. Yep.
Younger brother, Sawyer. 1 minute left in the half, 49-0 Lakeview. Second and 11 coming up, a loss of 1 on the play.
Gee, somebody brought a skunk to the stadium tonight. Unreal.
Well, don't forget there is kind of a protected wetland area right
behind
the Spartan Memorial Stadium. It's a nice thing to have, but unfortunately, on nights like tonight, it stinks. It's a keeper by Beck Hughes and trips over a Spartan player and down to the 17. That's it.
Number 30 for the Spartans, Matt Barrett,
second leading tackler for the Spartans. And that will more than likely wind up being the final play of the half. 9, 8, 7 seconds left on the game clock. They are now starting to move the play clock. Time for the Cardinals to lick their wounds and time for the Spartans to encourage much raucous cheer from their fan base underneath us. It's halftime here at Spartan Memorial Stadium in Battle Creek. It's been all Spartans, 49-0. Branch County Abstract and Title Halftime Report coming up after this one-minute break. You're listening to Cardinal Football on WTVB.
Everyone knows that diamonds are forever, but did you know that the prongs on your ring aren't? At Culey's Jewelry in downtown Coldwater, they know your rings and other jewelry are just like a car. They need regular checkups and tune-ups. That's why they offer free ring inspection and cleaning. That way, they can catch any problem before they happen, like losing that diamond. Plus, at Culey's Jewelry, you have the peace of mind knowing your jewelry repairs are not sent away and are done quickly in the store and at a price you can afford. Before your rings or jewelry get to the point of no return, give them a checkup and tune-up at Culey's Jewelry. An ounce of prevention can keep you happy for years to come. Stop in with your jewelry to Culey's Jewelry, located downtown Coldwater for over 45 years.